day two was one of those days where I think we ended up adding a few more things just in terms of installation. Obviously, they've heard it a number of times, but you can still see some growth. Obviously, that has to be taking place between now and when we get started. But I think we're making good progress. I think the hustle's been good, the effort's been excellent, and the attentiveness has been good as well. Probably had a few too many penalties out there today, but I think we got better. I'll open up for any questions.
What's going to be your approach with Calvin this camp to make sure he's healthy?
Well, you know, one of the things about this game, this is a difficult game to go out there with an intent of just keeping somebody healthy. It doesn't happen very often, you know. But obviously, we monitor everything. We monitor with every single player, not just Calvin, but every single guy, just in terms of the workload, how much they're working, and try to be smart about it.
How much does it help that Jason Jones is healthy this year? He's one of those guys who seems like he can swing, play inside, outside, and it really allows your defensive line coaches to free up some guys and do some different things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sounds like you got a little inside information, but yeah, there's no question about it. He does do a great job inside, outside. He's smart enough to handle it. He's a multi-position guy. And then obviously, you know, he has some unusual traits. Very good pass rusher. He's been around the block a little bit, so he has a good understanding of what it takes to be successful in there. Well, no question, because there are no pads on us right now, you know, at this point in time. And, before we used to always start the first day with pads on. Now it's a little bit different. There's a 3-day period where we can't put on any pads, and then we'll put them on. But we also are going to be mindful of, obviously, this is a heavy contact game. So I think you have to certainly monitor how much hitting you do in terms of full speed hitting. But still, it's an aggressive game as well. So I'm excited about having an opportunity to see our guys in the pads for the first time. I haven't seen them yet, you know, other than playing against them, but I haven't seen them out here running the system that they've learned now and just seeing how they do. So that, to me, that's going to be an exciting time. So we're looking forward to Friday. Here's the big thing. What you do, you know, right now, I know oftentimes you try to look at some things and read into a few things. We try and make certain that we get everybody reps. Okay. It's more of a rep chart than a depth chart. Okay. And at times, particularly when you see us working on the other field, because what we're trying to do, most teams you'll see will have those guys standing around kind of watching one group. We try and spread it out a little bit so we can try to build some depth. That's part of building our foundation. So we try to get as many reps as we can with some of those guys that are going to be helping us, particularly during the preseason and also in backup and support roles as well.
Is that why you're rotating so many guys? I mean, can you sort of explain why, you know, it's important, especially in the front seven? It seems like you're bringing in new pieces every play.
It's not quite like a hockey line, but but we move them in and out as much as we can. Now, you know, we have some depth up there, and we have some talent. So we're trying to get everybody involved as much as we possibly can. But the big thing is, obviously, reps are precious. You can see that the way in which we work, that we try and multiply the number of reps that we have an opportunity to by splitting them up on different fields for a couple periods, and that's very important to us. So that shuffle that you see is one that, should be able to pay dividends for us in the long run.
Kyle Van Noy did a nice job of covering, you know, whether Eric Ebron or Brandon Pettigrew, even a wide receiver or two. What's the strength of his game, Kyle Van Noy? Is that one of them, if not the strongest part of his defense?
Well, I think he has many. I do think he does everything so easily. He's fluid. He's got speed. Obviously he's got size and bulk. And he's got a good understanding as well. I mean, he's got a real fine football mentality and a football IQ. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in pads and looking forward to seeing him obviously start to progress even in our preseason games where he gets a few more opportunities for some contact in this league. So, you know, that's when you really get a pretty good measurement of each and every guy that you have when you start competing against other teams in this league because it is competitive. You know, I got a tough enough time worrying about my own team, you know, but I can just tell you this, obviously my interaction with him was fine. He's a team guy, works extremely hard, you know, and that's probably all I'd like to say about it.
George Johnson got a long look from you guys today. I know it sounded like he had a pretty good
say that again.
George Johnson
yes.
Got a long look at defensive end today. Just share a little bit of what you've seen from him so far, and how can he go from being that journeyman?
Well, George Johnson has changed his body, first of all, a tremendous amount since he's been in the league. He used to be a lot bigger, carry a bit more weight, but he always had a bit of a quick twitch, sort of, and now that he's down in size a bit, end is probably his more natural position. It appears that he probably bulked up to try to get the kind of size that he thought he needed to play in this league, but he's got a gift, speed and quickness, and so he's part of that rotation that you see, and I think George is getting better, and he's another one of those guys. We're excited about having an opportunity to see how it goes here down the stretch.
Another guy that's lost some.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited about having an opportunity to see them away from in another setting. That's kind of part of this whole thing, is to get them away from this setting some. It's not quite like an away game, but it is a little bit different atmosphere. Want to see them adjust. We kind of change up our practice times because of that. You know, we're trying to build that mentality that we can play anywhere, anytime against anyone. So this gives us an opportunity to do that, along with just maybe another portion of our fan base. And our fan base is very important to us. They do such a tremendous job supporting us. So we'll maybe see another portion of our fan base over at Wayne State. We won't have pads on, okay, tomorrow. Pads don't come on until Friday. But nevertheless, we're going to still get some good work.
I read an article today about they ranked the top offensive lines, and they had the Lions at 3. And I know you guys and the Eagles are the only ones to have that type of consistency all season long. What do you like most about that group?
Well, it's a big group. They're physical. They're smart. They have a great chemistry amongst them. Great leadership within that group. Obviously, Rayola does a tremendous job in Sims. And then we got young guys that are really coming along and galvanizing that group. They've done some outstanding things. I think you see that, obviously, they have the potential to create some holes for us, increases, which I think without question they'll be able to do. But then the other thing is they pass protect well. I think one of the things that they probably ranked us on is the fact that last year there were only 23 sacks. Well, a lot of that is both protection and the quarterback getting rid of the ball on time as well. So I think those two in conjunction with one another, because Matthew did a nice job there, are very, very important.
Eric Ebron has talked a lot about, you know, how difficult it is learning the playbook, and, you know, we saw him with a few drops today. I'm curious, what do you think of how he's adjusting so far to the NFL?
You know, it's tough. I mean, you know, for any young guy that's coming into a system, particularly at the position in which he plays, one thing I think that people don't quite understand about playing a tight end position, you can probably notice that he lines up in a number of different places. He lines up at a true tight end position, so he's got to know all the blocking schemes, routes from there. He lines up at an auxiliary sort of what we call an F. Okay, so he's got to know all the protections from that particular location as well as the routes. And then we also put him in the backfield. So this guy literally has to know the slot receiver, the regular tight end, and also a position out of the backfield as if he's a fullback. So it's not easy for him. So he's got to learn and adjust, and there's a lot of things going through his mind right now. But I think you're going to see that he'll just continue to improve, get a little bit better, because he does have an unusual skill set.
Jim, a
couple more for Coach.
Looks physically great, as he has in previous off seasons, but he has this tendency to yo-yo with his weight a bit. What kind of checks and balances do you as a coaching staff put in place so that he can maintain that through a whole season?
He's got a clean slate with us. I haven't seen that yo-yo yet. You know, he's working hard. You know, he's excited about what he's doing. And we just anticipate that he's going to demonstrate and be the great player that he's capable of being.
Is that something you do as a coaching staff, though, as monitor their weight or their through the course of the entire season?
Certainly.
How has Ryan Boyles looked so far, and how healthy is he right now?
You know, he's out there, full participation, moving well, and I think he's doing a nice job at this point.
What have you liked from Theo Riddick so far, and is what you've seen from him in camp and out here so far better or improved on what maybe you saw of him on film before coming here?
Yeah, you know, before coming here, there's quite a few guys that really jump out at you on film, but I was watching special teams, and every single time that you watch in a unit that he's on, he shows up. He's got intensity, he hustles, he's got desire, toughness, all of those things, and he's a very, very capable runner. And also, he can catch the ball out of the backfield. Very, very tough to handle in terms of one-on-one situations. So he had a great spring, and we anticipate that, obviously, his fall, he's going to perform equally as well. So we're excited about that.
The system that you guys are bringing in, do you think he'll have more of an opportunity to flourish in that maybe than the previous system?
You know, I'm not sure, you know, if he does flourish, I'm not sure if it's because of the system, but I think a lot of it might be maturity and things of that nature. You know, he's maturing, he's been in the league a little bit, and now he's, you know, really feeling confident about what he's doing, you know, and I do think, really feel good about him, and that, you know, he's going to continue to get better.